Selam Gules.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast. I'm Andrew here with Tanya and Jason. We are not very interested in talking about this team.
It's just going to be, 45 minutes of silence? So, please enjoy.
I mean, do you have anything to say? Because, like...
I'm surprised you said something. I thought you were just going to sit there with your arms crossed and, like, staring ahead and saying nothing.
Sigh. We'll just have a whole hour of sighing.
We should just, like, go around and, like, each mention something that we hate about this team, and the other two will sigh.
Okay. Right. You can start.
Okay. Michael Pineda's hand on the hip. Next.
Von Nova.
Aroldis Chapman.
This was a great idea. I feel better already. It's very therapeutic.
Perfect.
Keep it going.
Pretty much everything about Mark Teixeira.
Oh,
Jesus. Sweet Barbara. I guess I can't say the offense because that's too wide. That's too wide.
Be done in 2 minutes because then I'll say the starting pitching and Jason will say middle relief and then we'll be done.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like that Brian McCann is dead for like a month.
What happened to him?
He's just not hitting right now.
Didn't he hit like a double up the wall the other day, didn't he?
Maybe, but those have been rare hits.
Ugh, he's dead. Probably the best, actually. He wants to play in these conditions.
What is dead may never die. So.
What is dead may never die.
Well.
Do you think we own the salt throne just because we're so salty with this team?
Obviously. Except, like, nobody wants to live in Pike, so.
No. Dangerous crossing those bridges. Almost as dangerous as turning to anyone in the Yankees bullpen that's not named, like, Betances or Miller.
Can we, like, just change the logo of the blog to a crying Jordan?
I feel like that'd be a UNC thing.
Whoa. Sir.
I'm just saying.
Sir.
Crying Jordan did not happen on our watch.
That's true. But it's really weird with, like, the offense right now because, you know, when you look at the names all together, they're just, like, they're ones, like, there's no real, like, huge sore spots other than Teixeira, obviously. But, like, because, you know, Castro and Didi and Headley and Ellsbury and Gardner and even McCann have good games every now and then, but other than Beltran, like, none of them are doing it at the same time at all.
Well, the problem is that this offense is filled with role players, I feel. No one's there that's going to carry the offense.
Yeah.
You have Beltran playing out of his mind, but you can't expect that from a 40-year-old guy. Obviously, Teixeira and A-Rod, fell apart, like, we should have thought was going to happen. And, you know, who's left? We got, like, Gardner, who's a nice, like, who's a decent leadoff hitter, I guess. Ellsbury.
Who's a clone.
Who is the same goddamn thing. You have Didi, who is, like, a good number nine hitter. You have Castro, who is, I don't even know what he is.
And then, like, a number eight hitter.
Like a number eight hitter, and then you have Headley as a number seven hitter, and it's just like, there's no, like, if you're still hoping that Mark Teixeira hits fourth, then you're screwed. Like, there's no big bat in there. That's why the offense never does anything, because there's no one there to do anything. Everyone pecks and pecks, and yes, every once in a while, you know, you get McCann or even Teixeira in a home run. They have home run power, but they're not, like, good hitters that just run into some. I don't know. It just seems like the offense is not really, doesn't really have that pillar that you can kind of build off from. It's all a bunch of guys just kind of haphazardly trying to do something.
That's a good way to describe the 2016 Yankees. Just a bunch of guys trying to do something, but...
Help! We can't do things! Help!
Again, we're actually podcasting in the middle of a game, and they have two hits against the fearsome Nick Martinez. And, like, how many times were they shut down by, like, random Rockies pitcher?
Four times.
Yeah.
Well, if they're a lefty, they're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing, like... They keep building the lineup. It's like, oh, Dodger Stadium, we need, like, a left-handed power hitter. But, like, you kind of also need other people, maybe, that can not get destroyed by a lefty.
I feel like the handedness doesn't even matter as much these days. Like,
sure.
They're getting dominated by righties, too, because they're not a good team.
That's true. But, I mean, they have really been dominated by lefties. I mean, they have been dominated by lefties for the last couple of years, I feel.
Right.
And it's always the same thing. It's always, let's get a bunch of lefties to hit home runs, and it's not like, let's get a good hitter. Let's get a right-handed hitter that's not going to play more than off the bench. That's like, you know, he can only use his playing lefties, so if he doesn't perform, he's useless. Basically what Aaron Hicks is.
Yeah, he's supposed to be hitting lefties, and he's not hitting at all. But
not hitting lefties, so he's completely useless.
Hooray.
Like, yeah. There's no purpose. You hear that? You have no purpose.
Calling you out here on the Pinstripe Alley podcast.
Right here in the news.
Putting all the cards on the table with how much this team is bad. It's almost a miracle that they're even close to 500.
Are they?
Well, two games under 500, yeah. That's...
Oh, that's close.
Yeah. Well, because they keep, like, hovering around,
and,
like...
And then they die for three games, and then they start winning again.
Yeah, well, it's like how Tanny described it with the movie Speed.
Yes. That's hilarious.
Can never go too far over 500 or under 500, just gotta stay around that area.
Well, the Yankees will explode if they go above 500, so they have to stay.
No, I just don't care.
Tanny's like, nope, I've already gone through my therapeutic size, so I have no further purpose here. So,
I'm just over it. Like, can we just cancel the rest of it?
Oh, let's talk about how shitty Randy Levine is.
Oh, God.
I just want him to stop talking.
Yeah.
I want him to go away.
Like, I would say be seen and not heard, but I don't really want to see him either, so just, like, be neither.
I mean, the only time he shows up is when he says something stupid.
Like Lon Trost.
Yeah,
which is, I feel like no other team has their, like, you know, non-GM, non-owner, like, constantly out there, like, saying stuff.
Yeah. Like, I still can't believe that the Yankees are going with a president that's not a baseball person. Like, nowadays, most presidents of a baseball club are, like, a baseball guy.
Yeah, it's like Theo.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it just, like...
Nope, our president's Randy Levine.
Just seems ridiculous. What does he do? Shaved
sideburns.
Like, if you want to keep him around, put him in some other role that, like, doesn't talk to the press.
Except, I feel like, seeing as he's Randy Levine, he shouldn't be talking to the press anyway.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He does. I just don't understand. Like, shut the man up.
Or does, like, he not know the concept of a no comments? Because he doesn't have to comment on, like, oh, this question about buyers or sellers. Just say, no comment, that's not my responsibility. That's, and say,
well,
like, you know, that's Brian Cashman. So that's his call to make, not to be like, anyone who's like, hey... maybe they should sell is an idiot, because that's basically what his comment was.
Or maybe you're an idiot.
Yeah, because the Yankees put, like, a bunch of lawyers in suits and made them in charge of a baseball team. Like, ah, this will be great. Let's get all our lawyer friends.
The thing is that I think now, perhaps more than ever, it feels like the game is passing them by. Like,
I've been thinking that for a little bit now.
It's just, like, everything they say and everything they do, it feels like they're kind of still living in, like, 2003. And it's like, man, that's just not how things are done anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely seems like there's some, like, really disjointed parts of this organization. Like, you know, they have the analytics, they have, like, a lot of things going for them. Their PR, or you call it PR, like, with the videos and stuff, they've kind of embraced this younger attitude thing, but beyond, like, the public-facing, like, aspect that, like, the casual fan will see, it's all, like, grandfather clocks and, like, some, like, steampunk bullshit because they can't update their goddamn wiring. You know, it's a bunch of lawyers still hanging around cheating people out of money. And, I mean, I don't know, maybe if we followed other teams, we'd see a lot of the same stuff. I don't know, but it just seems, like, very out in the open. You've got Lon Trost, you've got Aunt Randy Levine, you've got all this, like, ticketing bullshit with whatever that company is, StubHub.
StubHub, yeah.
It's just, like, all the time, there's something coming up about how the Yankees just want your money. And screw you, and it's so painstakingly obvious that it's just feeding into this, like, this image that people have of the Yankees. It's just like they're like a parody of
them. Mm-hmm. Or the random dude, Felix Lopez, that reportedly ruined the Yoan Moncada negotiations.
Oh, yeah.
That too. Like, and he was fired, but still, how did he even come into the position where you could affect that in the first place?
Exactly. It just definitely seems like they're just kind of out there a little bit.
And Cashman seems to be in this situation where, like, he's kind of stuck. Maybe we're giving him a bit too much of a pass, but that just seems to be the general sense. Yeah.
The thing is, with the Yankees, it's very hard to understand what is Cashman doing, and what is he being forced to do?
Well, yeah, because ever since the Rafael Soriano deal, you haven't been able to be like, okay, so moves that happen are Cashman, so we know to lay blame at Cashman's feet. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you have people who aren't, you know, the GM or whatever making baseball decisions, it's hard to be like, oh, well, this is Cashman's fault, this is not Cashman's fault, etc., because you don't know. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
it seems like Cashman is not comfortable with the stuff that they want him to do. Like, you know, every time he makes comments, it's just kind of like, ugh. But I guess that's why I sort of don't blame him when something goes wrong, because especially if it, like, follows the script of things that, like, Randy Levine would want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it would be nice to know, like, okay, so every decision that's being made, like, a baseball level is Cashman. But we don't know that, so it's hard to know exactly how much blame he deserves or whatever, because for all we know, he is just being overruled.
Yeah, like, I think it was actually a known thing that Randy Levine was lobbying for Jacoby Ellsbury. Wasn't that a thing that they were talking about, that the front office really wanted Ellsbury? And
well, see, that's kind of the thing. Like, that fits their script. So, for me, it's like, well, I have no trouble believing that they were responding to Cano signing elsewhere and being like, we have to go get somebody, and then
he didn't take our money, which was far less than anybody else.
And then it's like, okay, fine, we'll increase the offer by $5 million.
Yeah.
Boom!
Like, that's a f*** you. It would give you your pennies, peasants.
Yeah, and it's just like, I think this point's already been made, but they're just kind of, like, floating along, like, kind of directionless, but...
Yeah. Oh, let's just sit around and wait on Strasburg to become a free agent, then everything will be fine. Oh dear.
If
oh,
that...
No.
The thing is, like, I don't even know if they would have spent money on him. Maybe.
Oh, I doubt it. They probably would have thrown some half-assed contract at him. Or
yeah.
It would have came out, like November 1st. They just have no interest in Steven Strasburg at all.
And that's why, like, everyone's like, oh, well, we just need to wait for Harper, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't have the faith that they'll give him the contract that you're going to have to give him to get him.
Yeah, like, maybe, but...
And that's if he becomes a free agent, and we don't know, because...
The Nationals could find him.
Yep.
They could easily do it.
They have so much money. They could do it.
I guess it's just, like, the problem is that the team, as currently constructed, is, like, not good.
No.
And there's no, like, light at the end of the tunnel that I see. Like, it's not, okay, we'll just suffer through this, and then, you know, we'll get a bunch of free agents, and we'll be fine. It's like,
there are no free agents coming up, like, next
exactly.
two seasons, so...
Yeah.
So how can we improve this dumpster fire? Oh, we can't? Cool.
We can improve it by signing Clay Buchholz.
But the thing is, like, I feel like Cashman has done a really good job kind of trying to fix things that when he can. Like, he got Didi, he got Castro. I think both those moves are very good, especially for how long he has them under control. But they
signing
don't...
Miller.
They're not game changers. It isn't like, you know, Castro's in the lineup, so now, like, they're finally, like, a favorite. It doesn't. It's like, you know, you have a really good role player now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's useful, but at the end of the day, you need a linchpin. Like, A-Rod's not the linchpin anymore. And then what happens when DeShera leaves, and Beltran leaves, and then in another year, A-Rod leaves.
Sabathia leaves.
Tanaka possibly leaves.
Yeah.
If I'm Tanaka, I'm out and out.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
get the hell out of here. Like, geez.
Save yourself, man.
I mean, that's why I don't blame Cano for, like,
no.
being like, nah. Like, he saw the writing on the wall.
I'm going to even go to Seattle. That's so bad.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm getting out of the place that I've always been because I suck, and I'm going to take the most money I can find. It doesn't matter where, because anywhere else is better.
Yep.
Because, like, you know, there's no, oh, the Yankees, like, oh God, no, it's not a big deal anymore. It's
I think he liked living in New York, but I think that might have been the extent.
Sure.
But see, that's kind of what I was talking about before. Like, they're still living in the world where, like, they're the big kid at the playground, and they're, like, you know, this huge draw. And it's just not really the case anymore. Like, they're not the only team with money. They're not the team that's, like, a premier destination.
Nope.
So they don't really have, like, that extra muscle to do things like they used to. But they're still operating as though they do. Like, people will just, like, pass up millions of dollars to go play in New York. And it's like, why? Why do you think they would do that?
And they're
not
the even,
hilarious thing.
They're not even making offers, really.
The hilarious thing is that not only are they, like, living like they're important and stuff, is that in an era where more teams have more money than ever before, they are spending less. They're spending no money because, like, why spend money when you can just not spend money?
Hal needs his fifth yacht, yo.
The Yankees have discovered that you have, like, there is the optimal amount of money you put into a team to make them good enough to be a draw. Other than that, why put in more money? Because
they have
if you put in more money, there's a chance they might not compete. You know, there's always a chance. You're putting more money in the team. You're not getting any more revenue in that. So why do it?
Yeah, they've pretty much, like, thrown up the shrug emoji. They're like, yeah, sorry, we've invested already in the old Teixeira contract, the old A-Rod extension, the old CC extension. So like, so we've spent already, so this is just what you're going to get. Deal with it, because we're not going to spend more money, even though there are going to be no more free agents for a couple years.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are you doing?
My favorite thing is that they're like, yeah, we're waiting for some money to get off the books. Like, yeah, are you doing that? Have you, like, looked at a list of, like, you know, who's available next year? Are you picking out names?
Maybe they don't know about MLBTradeRumors.com.
Yeah, right? Like, like, oh, man, I wonder who's going to be a free agent. I don't know.
Well, see, the most infuriating thing to me is that Hal keeps saying stuff like, well, you should be able to win under $189 million or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, just because, like, it's possible for teams to doesn't mean that you have to. And, like, if you have the extra money, which you do because you own the Yankees, then why wouldn't you try to use that to your advantage instead of being like, oh, well, we should be able to win for cheaper? Like,
yeah. They, like, don't
it's
understand.
Like, it's like going to, like a Ferrari dealership and being like, I should be able to get a car for cheaper. So, I can't afford this, but, like, I can get a cheaper car.
I'm picturing Hal walking into a dealership just, like, smashed out of his mind on mimosas or something like that. I'm gonna get that, but I don't want to pay you for this.
I want a Ferrari, but I want it at, like, a Kia price. And they would be like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And then he's like, well, I'll just wait.
But other teams can get a car for $30,000. And it's like, okay?
Yeah.
You see, those teams, Hal, actually have, like, developed farm systems and really good young players. But
yeah, there are reasons why they are able to spend less and win. I mean, it's, like, not magic. They didn't just suddenly win. Like, oh, whoa. We didn't spend any money even. How did we win? Like, there are different ways to win in baseball.
That's what the Royals said last year. Like, oh, we didn't. How did this happen?
Yeah, it was very. Actually, you know, when they actually won the World Series, they weren't actually celebrating. They were just incredibly confused. They were like, what? What? What's happening?
I just don't understand. It's like, I have this money, and I have a baseball team, but, like, I don't want to spend it for that. But I want to win. I don't want to spend it for that.
And I do appreciate that they're, like, trying to pay more attention to, like, the youth and the farm system and improving that through, like, you know, the international spending spree a couple years ago. I think the past few top picks, when they've had first-round picks, have been pretty decent. But it seems like they're not willing to invest in the product that they have now, and they just want to, like, cross their fingers and hope on that. But, like, when, as Greg and Harlan made this point over and over again, when the Yankees built in the 90s, they did investments before all those guys came up. Like, the only young guy up, like, during the, like, early to mid-90s is Bernie Williams. Other than that, they, like, signed Jimmy Key, they signed Wade Boggs, and they got all these other players to, like, fill them out. And then once you had, like, the younger roster, the good veterans that you signed could complement that. But they're not willing to, really to do that right now, because they're just like, well, whatever, we already spent.
Well, they're just saying, oh, core four, that's all we need.
Yeah, I need the next core four.
Because everyone in the world has forgotten that you actually need more than four people on a baseball team. And they're all not going to be from your farm system. Like, you don't need... People think that, like, you have to develop prospects to be successful. And it's like, yes, that helps. But, I mean, think of all the really good players and how many of them are actually with the team that drafted them. Think about, like, the Blue Jays didn't develop Josh Donaldson. There are players out there that you have to acquire to, like, you know, if the Yankees were to sign Max Scherzer from a couple of years ago, it doesn't automatically make them a World Series team, but it makes them better. You add a piece, and then you add another piece. Maybe some of it comes from the free agent market. Maybe some of it comes from a trade. Maybe it comes from the farm system. You don't build just by using one method.
the point is that they should have had some forethought and looked ahead to see what free agent classes of the future were going to look like. Because it's fine and good to say, like, okay, we're going to wait till money comes off the books, but it's quite another thing to say, oh, all the money came off the books, and there's only crap available.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe getting Scherzer last year or whatever doesn't fix them immediately, but then, like, you build off of that, like, gradually, and then when the money comes off the books, you know, keep going from there. But now it's like, oh, well, we're getting rid of all this money, we can get all these players, except there's nothing worth getting, and then you're kind of stuck with a rotation that is only gonna have Luis Severino.
Yeah, or the guys you have to trade for that could be really good if they figured it out, but they're really never gonna figure it out.
Good times.
No, all the maybe guys.
They've just put themselves in a really crappy position, and they didn't have to. And it's not like, okay, so yeah, maybe for 1 or 2 years you have a higher payroll than you would like. You're not going to go broke. You're the Yankees. Like, you're not going to have to, like, stand out on the corner of, like, 161st Street and be like, please get me some money. I can't buy Pop-Tarts. like, you'll be fine. It's okay.
Don't have money for a yacht.
Penny for my summer home.
I'm just trying to save up.
Like, I just think, like...
Millionaire lost his third house.
Yeah.
He might have to sell his sixth boat. Please help.
I just feel like Hal, like, came into power and, like, nuked the team because he thought that, like, oh, God, it's too expensive. We can't keep this up. Even though, like, probably could.
Yeah, I don't feel like hearing about your money problems.
And I mean, like, what money problems? They're, like, selling off pieces of Yes. They're, like, selling all of this stuff. Like, they just keep, like, everything they have done for the last, like, several years has been just to make money.
How much did they just get from StubHub? Like, $100
million?
Yeah, $100 million.
Yeah, okay. Like, I understand, like, that not all of that's going to go into players, but a good chunk of it can. You know?
But, like, come at me with this, like, oh, we don't have the money. Like, no.
We're already over the luxury tax.
Sit down. Don't care. I just don't know who they're fooling at this point.
And, like, now they're in a position where, like, this is the worst the Yankees didn't look this bad in 2013 or 2014. They look like they're nowhere close to anything, like, vague contention. And yet still, they're like, oh, we might buy. And it's like, what are you even thinking about?
What are you going to buy? What's to buy? And where are you going to put it? Because there's, like, no giant holes. Like, there's no, like...
The same as at one piece away.
No, they're, like, 8 pieces away.
I mean, what do they need? They need a new first baseman. They need a new DH. They need a new, like,
probably a new starter.
Fielder.
A new, like, starting rotation. new bullpen. I don't think it's easy to underestimate how terrible the bullpen is outside of the big three guys. And, like, honestly, I don't even know if they're using them the way they could be. Because, like, I understand that Joe Girardi wants to, you know, save the top guys' arms and stuff, but I feel like instead of using them all as basically setup man and closer, like, there should be games where it's like you don't have to use a middle reliever, and yet they're like, let's put in Kirby Yates. See what happens.
R.I.P. Yeah, so, like, this team isn't really, like, there's no really point to, like, trading something you might actually have in the system. It doesn't really matter how irrelevant. There's no point to, like, adding to this team. And it's really unfortunate that the spend, like, the decision to, like, not spend at all and to keep this team where it is, has kind of forced them into this position where I've already accepted that they're probably going to end up trading Andrew Miller, and that's sucky, but that's probably just what they're going to have to do. Yeah.
the thing I'm waiting for to happen is like.
He's the only thing I like about the team.
Are they? Well, the thing is, like, are they going to make another Dustin Ackley trade?
Ooh! Like,
yeah. It's like, let's trade Tyler Wade for, like, you know, I don't know. Who's Dustin Ackley to?
Don't know.
I don't even know.
But the thing is, like, even trying to fool yourself into thinking that this team is going to make the playoffs is a joke. Because, I mean, look, they just had, like, 2 weeks where all they played were the Twins and the Rockies. And they lost ground in the standings. Like, they went backwards.
And now they're playing an actually good team in the Rangers, and they've just
been getting crushed.
Completely pulverized.
Yeah.
Even their best pitcher, Tanaka, he gave up 5 runs, and it's like, God. And when you run into games where Beltran is hurt and has to miss a couple days, the lineup is just nothing. Nothing at all.
It's just, there's no point in even, like, pretending at this point. Like, I'm always the last person to, you know, feel like it's, oh, it's, you know, hopeless or whatever, but I think it actually is. Like, I don't see any way short of, like, an actual miracle that this team makes the playoffs. Even if you go out and add 2 things or something, like, it would still take just, like, epic collapse.
Mm-hmm.
On everyone else's part. And then, like, a return to whatever from Tex and A-Rod and McCann and...
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. You
There's
can't...
There's too many factors.
Yeah, you can't, like, squint your eyes and make it work. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
which is crazy because you were talking about 2013 and 2014 and, like, I feel like those teams were closer... to making the playoffs.
And isn't that sad?
It really is.
Like right now,
team is starting Chris Stewart.
Right now, they're only ahead of 4 teams in the standings, period. The Twins, the Angels, the Rays, and the A's. Everyone else.
They're only like 3 games out of the wild card, which will make them continue to imagine that they're going to do something.
Yeah, no, like, never mind the fact that you have to jump over... like, a whole bunch of other teams,
like
too.
Every teams, other team in the world.
Teams that are legitimately better than you.
No, they can do it. Like, I'm sorry, if you play the Twins and the Rockies for 2 weeks and you go backwards, you're not jumping over better teams.
No.
Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a better 2 weeks than that.
Yeah, the only teams that they've, like, actually played well this year... are against the Angels and the Twins. And the Angels and the Twins are at the bottom of the American League. So congratulations. You're not the worst team in the American League.
Yay!
Thumbs up.
But barely.
You are in contention, clearly. No, just like, it's time to sell off. Well, it was. We're past time to sell off Aroldis Chapman. Probably whenever Beltran is, like, healthy again, it's going to be time to, like, say, hey, time to send you somewhere, too. And it might be time to sell Andrew Miller as well, and that sucks, but this is just where we are.
I mean, honestly, if you're
going to do that, then, like, see what you can get for anybody. Like, because what's the point?
Oh, sure, but, like, I'm just saying those are, like, the main guys.
But, like, if somebody wants to take something else, like, you just have to do it at this point because there's no point. And honestly, there may not be a point for the next, like, 2 seasons.
Tanya
because...
tries to steer this conversation into trading Brett Gardner.
Some other guys.
I'm just saying.
No, I know. Absolutely, absolutely. Got it.
Like, there's just, I don't, it's not going to get better. Like, there's no, oh, well, we'll just, you know, forget this season, try again next year. Like, I don't think it's going to get better next year.
It's going to be worse.
I don't see how.
Lost all 100 players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I can see, you know, where there's really no harm, I guess, in not selling, like, last year, where you didn't have really a lot, like, coming off the books. But this year, when you have 3 big guys going to hit free agency, you got to move them. If you're not going to compete,
plus
get
last
something
year,
for them.
Last year, they were actually a good team in contention and, like, on top
of
until they, like...
But I mean,
fell apart in August.
Yeah.
They're old.
But the thing is, like, you're not going to get anything for Beltran. you know, like you're not going to give him $15 billion, you know, in a qualifying offer. You're probably not going to give Tex anything. And, I mean, probably no one's going to want him because he sucks. But, I mean, you got to hope that he figures something out. Or, you know, he's going to go down with his knee injury, which I think is going to happen. I mean, he's already sitting out tonight because, oh, his knee's a little stiff or whatever, which sounds great, you know, after playing, like, what, two games?
It's rough already.
It's like 2013 already. But, I mean, you have these guys that, like, you're going to lose. You might as well get something from them. You know, Beltran is having a career year right now. And, I mean...
Well, the late career year.
Sure. But the Mets got Zach Wheeler for him. I mean... At one point, like, see what you can get. Like, people are willing to give up things. So, like, you know, maybe they'll listen or whatever, but, like, you really gotta just sell.
But the thing is that they don't want to admit that it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And selling admits that it's not going to happen.
Exactly. And
they're, like, they're, like, delusional.
Well, the thing is, like, they're buying or they're selling this idea that if the Yankees decide that they're not contending, then no one's going to come to the game because people only come to the Yankees to see them win. Even though, like, you know, Yankees fans are just like normal people where they join a team and go see a game of baseball.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't doubt that, you know, there are certainly Yankees fans who are, like, more on the casual side who are not going to tune in and see a bad team.
Sure, but you're probably not making that much money off of those people. Like, are those people going to games? Like,
they are.
I mean,
they're winning.
Sure. But, I mean, like, I went to games earlier in the season that they're selling for, like, $5. And they were terrible at that point. And I still went, and I had a good time. They sucked, but it was, you know, I was at a baseball game. But, I mean, like, I mean, I guess, would I have gone otherwise? Probably not. Because I went to, like, three different games, and I don't have that much money. But I still would have gone to baseball games because I like baseball and go to baseball games for fun, regardless if they win. I don't go there. Honestly, the Yankees are not the Harlem Globetrotters. You're not going there to see them win. You're going to see them play. You know, it's the experience, not the result. But the thing is, the Yankees try to manufacture an experience. Because if you go to Yankee Stadium, it's the same stuff every time, the same Kate Smith, the same YMCA, it's a tourist trap.
Same Cotton Eye Joe.
Same Cotton Eye Joe, same New York, New York.
It's because it's still 1996.
It's the same thing every time. Because it's a manufacture. I'm surprised they don't actually, like, pump in, like, the smell of hot dogs into the stadium, like at Disney. Like, you know, it's just like this manufactured experience that you're supposed to go to one game and you've experienced the Yankees winning and you've experienced all the Yankee things and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you've experienced all the experiences. Congratulations. Take a picture with, you know, the Yankee mascot and blah, blah, blah.
What? There's no Yankee mascot.
Or is there?
When I was in Baltimore earlier this month, I was sitting there, and it, like, occurred to me at one point, like, how different it feels than everything about the Yankees. Like, it was super loud, even though, like, at that point the Orioles were losing, even though they, you know, went on to win, whatever. Like, the crowd was really into it. And it felt very different. And it's kind of sad because it's just like the Yankees feel like it's become this, like, stuffy, stuck up, you know,
corporate
everything
shell.
like everything that we complain about with, like, the moat seats and all of that. Like, it just feels like it's like a trip to the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
These are all snooty rich guys, you know, who are afraid the young people are taking over the country. And, like, You know, they don't want their filth and riffraff there. You know, this is Lon Trost saying, you know, oh, they might not have ever sat in a premium seat, meaning they might be poor.
Oh, no.
I don't want that
not
filth.
The poor people.
I don't want that
oh,
filth.
Oh, my God. Those poor people might cheer in my ear. Oh, no.
They might make noise.
They might mean to eat a hot dog less than genteel-like.
They might not use a fork to eat their hot dog.
Oh, my and God.
I would just... My heart would have palpitations having to see that.
Might eat nachos with their hands.
Oh, my God. No.
God, my monocle might fall off. Like... It's just...
And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's creating this atmosphere that's, like, not a fun one.
Yeah.
Like, it's catering to, like, one percenters and stuff, and it's leaving out everyone who's not that, which is the majority of people.
But, like, if you think about, like, what other teams do, it's all marketed towards young people, because the young people are the ones that are going to grow up to be fans, to have kids... To grow up, you know, to raise their kids as Yankee fans or whoever fans, and the Yankees aren't doing that. I mean, they have their image where it's like, hey, look, we're a young team, but when you get to the ballpark, it's like, well, this is Grandpa's house. Like, how much fun can you have at Grandpa's house? Like, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, it's like just dull and like, you know, there's a TV from 1975 in there, and, like, it's like, oh, don't touch the TV, though.
And, like, your grandpa smells like mothballs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And all he has to drink is, like, Crystal Light.
And it's like, oh, what are these jars? Oh, that's grandpa's pee, everyone. Don't do that. Like, it's just...
Is that where the sheriff is? Is that just that area?
Maybe. Probably, but I mean, that's the 2 foot cheesesteak that they just threw in there for something some reason.
Look how cool we are. We have crazy food.
Yeah, we're hip. We're hip and cool.
How do you do, like, fellow kids?
Yeah, exactly. The Yankees are literally that dip. How do you do, fellow kids?
Give them some crazy food. Kids here, love crazy food.
Here comes Hal Steinbrenner with his skateboard. Eat, backwards cap.
Holding, like, Lunchables and a Capri Sun.
Yeah. Like, hey, kids. Are we all cool together? Like, you like the Yankees, don't you?
Hope to see you doing the YMCA later. They're just like, okay. Okay.
You know what? The hilarious thing is that, like, when everyone, you know, the last, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years, and everyone said, like, oh, the Yankees just buy their players and blah, 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 I hate them, they're all rich, and every bad stigma that is associated with them, I never saw it until now. I never felt that. I mean, maybe I was just blind and stupid, but it's so painfully obvious. They're basically just parodying themselves, like, oh, well, people think we're rich and stuck up and stupid, well, we're just gonna do that.
We're upholding a championship caliber team, or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever Hal's line is that he spouts off any time he's interviewed about the team. It's like, are you
just sad.
And, like, the unfortunate thing right now too is that it feels like, you know, they made those comments about, like, well, the next month will determine if we're a buyer or a seller, as which, you know, first of all, lol, no, you should be selling right now anyway. But second of all, it feels like if they even just play 500, they won't do anything.
Oh, yeah, we're going to sit still.
And it'll be... So we're in this terrible place where it's like, I don't mind if they lose, because it feels like they have to. I'm not going to root for losses, but I'm just going to be like, well...
You have to lose to save the team.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus, how did we get to this point?
But, like, yeah, the only thing that's really going to say that is, like, what? They go on, like, a 10-game winning streak? And, like, that's not happening anytime soon. And so, like, yeah, the only way the best thing that could happen to the team is if they just lost a ton until they got out of, like, clearly out of contention. And I'm not even saying that I'm going to root for that because it sucks.
Right, same.
And, like, I still do root for, you know, the other game when they were hitting home runs, I was like, yeah, like, this is more like it. But at the end of the day, objectively speaking, the best thing that could happen for them is they just go on, like, a big, big fall that, like, you know, takes them, like, 8 games out of contention. Because it's the only thing that's going to keep them from being delusional idiots.
Although, it would be darkly hilarious if, like, they're, like, 10 games out and Randy Levine's like, "What do you mean, sell?" We're so close.
We're actually going to start giving out contracts to our players. Carlos Chapman, here you go, 5-year deal. Beltran, you want to come back next year? Go ahead. 2-year deal.
Yep. So, I don't think we really need to say much else today. Unless...
Well, is there anything good we want to say about this team? Is there anything good to say? I mean, we're incredibly negative. I don't know if anybody is enjoying
this. Maybe, but, like, I feel like it's preferable what we're doing than to be like, oh, you know, they're not that bad. There's this.
I'm not saying lies.
Yeah. I like...
Hey guys, you want to make up bullshit about the Yankees?
We like Andrew Miller. We like Dylan Betances. We usually like Tanaka. We usually like Beltran.
I like Greg Bird. That's who I like.
Yeah. Where the hell?
Come back.
The season was like, the year was just all downhill from like when he had to have cerebral disorder.
Oh, yeah.
We should have known. They should have sold them.
We really should have known by then because I was like, well, you know, maybe we won't miss him that much. I mean, Teixeira was a really good hitter last year, so it'll be fine. LOL.
Oops.
Yeah, saw that coming.
We've lost all the first base depth, so, you know.
Oh, and then Caprellian is like...
He might be dead.
Like, oh, yeah, he's got some elbow inflammation. Let's just, like, keep him on the shelf for 3 months. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. He's got a... I don't even know what the hell he had. A whole... strain, flexor tendon or some shit. Like, how do you not have that diagnosed until now?
Well, I mean, think they might have, like, been trying, like, just, like, some rest and rehab to see if that worked, and maybe just wasn't taking. I'll trust them more with that, I'll say. But...
I don't know, I won't. I'm sorry. There's been an awful lot of that stuff going on recently, where, you know, a guy's hurt, they're like, well, he's not doing any better. What's going on? And then, like, 3 months later, they check him out, and it's like, oh, he didn't have a leg.
Oh, my God, like, I didn't notice that.
I mean, like, what is going on? Are we just, like, turning a blind eye and hoping we can fake it out there? Like, oh, Teixeira's fine. He can just hobble out. He'll be fine, right? Like, it just seems odd that, like, I understand that it can be tough to diagnose arm injury, especially when it's inflammation, and you want the inflammation to die down. But I feel like waiting 2 months to find out that Caprellian had some kind of strain in his tendon or some shit seems like a long time. It just seems weird. I'm not saying that it's like, you know, there's a malpractice going on, but it just seems suspicious. It sounds like X-Files.
Could be
X-Files.
Tanya, do you have any thoughts?
No.
No thoughts at all.
Zero thoughts, thinking of nothing.
No. She's just watching Greg Bird GIFs. You know, we're not going to blame you there. So, that's the Yankees. Isn't it great?
Can the name of this podcast... don't listen to this podcast?
No.
Don't watch this team.
People should have to suffer with us.
Suffer with us. That's maybe that's the name.
Hurt along with us.
What is dead may never die.
What is dead will continuously die until
it's negative. Double dead.
Maybe I should just call it Vala Borghulis.
All baseball teams must die.
Yep. Okay. So that's the podcast this week. We're very cheery. Hopefully it'll be better sometime soon, but I don't know. Steam needs to sell. We'll see.
The metric of the week is the entire organization.
Wow. Good work, everyone.
Oh, another dinger.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Did that really just happen?
It actually did just happen. Another dinger.
Who homered?
Beltre.
Of course.
Off of Kylo Ren.
Of course, Luis. Or excuse me, what was it?
Matt.
Matt, yeah. Good job, Matt. Way to go. Okay. So, with Adrian Beltre's dinger capping this podcast, that'll do it for us. Follow us on Twitter at Pinstripe Alley, Tanya Bondurant, Jason Double O Cohen, Merns PSA. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/PinstripeAlley. And rate and review us if you're feeling darkly amused by all this. I don't know.
Don't give us a negative rating, though.
Yes.
Don't do
please
that.
Don't. All right. Any of you have last words?
You're all going to die.
Good, good. Tanya? All right.
Well, she died.
Yeah, she has no more words for this team, and neither do we, really.
No, I don't. I just want it to be over. Let me off this ride.
I want to get off. All right. Bye, everyone. What the fuck? They tied the game.
What?
Yeah, they did.
How?
McCann hit a three-run homer.
Like.
Oh my god, McCann.
It's time, dog.
You're making our podcast invalid. Someone.
No, because now you're going to know that like people are going to comment and be like, oh, what? What? They won, you dumb fucks.
Oh my god. Oh my god, there it is! Bye.
Oh!
Walk-off home run, Didi Gregorius.
What?
Yep.
They just cut away. God damn it. Fuck you, MLB Network.